Thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And college basketball, sports in general, always starts getting into a frenzy come March Madness. And, you know, fans, we're thinking about our brackets. And in this day and age, gambling around every corner. But companies have been planning all year long for how they're going to take advantage of March Madness. And we're joined by Mark DeMassimo, founder and creative chief at Digo, an agency promoting better habits by building business with positive behavior change marketing. And Mark's a great person to talk to. What to expect as far as ads and branding come March Madness. And Mark, thanks for coming on.
Greg, it's so great to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great to have you. And I'm a sports guy and a college basketball fan, and so many ways now to consume our March Madness, get our March Madness fix. And how have advertisers and marketing pros like you kept up with it?
Wow! Look, I'll tell you, this is there's a reason that they call it madness.
Yeah.
you know, the power of this thing. It's the only phenomenon in sports fan engagement to rival fantasy football. So you know, one of the two. Arguably the biggest, but certainly one of the two biggest events in fan engagement, each year. It goes all the way back to this thing called the bracket. So, you know, you're an expert on sports. I'm an expert on why people do what they do and, you know, tend to focus on positive addictions, you know, and something about brackets, created the basis of an addiction here. Now, when people are engaged and they're almost driven mad with engagement, advertisers are going to be there, right?
Absolutely, and part of the fun for people. I watch a lot of college basketball with my dad, who's a big fan, especially come March Madness. We look forward to the commercials to see what Capital One has done each year with Charles Barkley and Spike Lee and now Jim Nantz. And they've turned Capital One into a part of the March Madness with their funny commercials.
Absolutely. Capital One has been one of the most one of the biggest and most successful advertisers in leveraging, March Madness and really being where the audience is. They've really created a brand. They've been committed to it. It's been great to see. You know, they're one of the first to recognize, you know, what a big opportunity March Madness is. I mean, smart people get it. Warren Buffett, a few years back, offered $1 billion for the first perfect bracket.
Yeah.
So if Warren Buffett's onto this, you know he's not sitting around watching sports. He's reading the financial reports, but he knows how big this is. You know, I'll tell you, the stakes keep rising. They keep rising on engagements, you know, move me, excite me, distract me, engage me, make me feel, get me to the edge of my seat. And these are the changes. Folks are on more screens now, right? They're not just on two, you know. It's sort of like gonzo screens now, and something that's come in to make this more immersive, more interacting, and engaging is sports betting. So that's a yep. big trend this year. I bet you haven't missed J.B. Smoove in the Caesars sports betting campaign this year.
Yeah, with the Mannings, that's been classic.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mannings are involved, with Caesars and their betting as they're releasing across the country. So, recognizable. And, yeah, they're cute commercials, I think. I wouldn't say they're as friendly to watch as some of the other ones, but Yeah, they're memorable, and I guess that's what you want to be this time of the year. Of course, the buzzer beaters are going to be memorable in the games, and you want to have an ad or a brand that's memorable as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with you. I think the truth is they spend an enormous amount of money, and they're unmissable. You know, they may not be as fun to watch, but they've really invested a lot. In fact, they've spent... at a great loss. I think their loss was almost $500 million. But they say that
they'll make up for it. Don't worry.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that they've exceeded their market share goals. You're actually going to see less of their advertising in March Madness because they've exceeded their goals and now they're going for profit. And yeah, I agree with you. They're going to get it.
Yeah. What about the chart?
They've got college athletes in the money now. Right?
Sure.
Name, image, like. So that's a whole story here that advertisers are trying to figure out how to play.
Yeah, they are trying to figure that out. And it's going to take a little while, and the laws may kind of change a little bit again as we go on, as the NCAA and government start learning. What about the Charles Barkley phenomenon? I go back to that again with Capital One. Mark, why is he so likable and memorable in those commercials, and people want more and more of him?
You know, it's the nature of an absolutely great performer that he makes it look so easy and natural. But you know, the truth is that Charles Barkley has an enormous amount of talent. He just does. He just knows how to play Charles Barkley so well. He's been in movies. You know, it's whether he's on the court or he's on a movie set or in a commercial, he just knows how to do him really well, and it just turns out to be a great performer. And they were just so smart to get him, and they were willing to invest. You know, I say banks are where the money is, but they spent some real money on that, and it is worth it.
Yeah, we're with Mark DiMassimo from DGO, and of course we'll be inundated throughout March Madness, as we were during the football season, with pizza ads, beer, and soft drink ads, Mark, because that's what people consume as they're watching sports. How does a company separate themselves? There's lots of pizza companies, there are lots of beer companies and drink companies, and you know, certain ones stand out. How do they do that?
Would you mind, Rick, if I took you through the 22 advertisers really quickly that are going to be on the women's NCAA tournament?
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, it's already out and fully subscribed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So there's Adidas, Apple, AT&T, Credit Karma, General Motors, Golden Corral, Indeed, Invesco, Jersey Mike's, you're right, Stubbs, right? Merck, so there's some pharma, National Automotive Parts, because everybody drives, Nissan, again, Orgain, Quicken Loans, Subway, Taco Bell, Target, T-Mobile, Unilever, Wendy's, Whirlpool, and Workday.
Yeah.
You've got a real, you got the Taco Bells and the Jersey Mike's, but you've also, you've got the Targets for shopping. It'd be interesting to see if they're on the men's as well, too. You've got cars, you've got, mobile, so you've got Whirlpool. These are folks who are looking at and saying, we've got a mass audience here. We've got a big audience. And, big advertisers with big budgets want big audiences, and they've decided this is the place to be.
And they're hoping they have a captive audience. Well, go ahead.
I could set that up as well, too. So how do you stand out? Well, thank you. Thanks for that question, because without that question, I would be trying to figure out how to make a living.
Yeah.
That's what advertisers hire crazy people like me and agencies for. And it's a fun but very competitive and very difficult challenge. And the ones who do, and you've mentioned Capital One a few times here. I think you're reflecting your audience really well. I think those who stick with it, those who invest in it, and those who double down on the things that work best, like Charles Barkley, for example, like what's in your wallet, for example, those are the ones that stick in our minds. Those are the ones who win.
Yeah, and some companies do it better than others, like you said, and with March Madness, though, you have a wide range of the demographic is huge. You know, ages 7 to in 80, 90 years old. I know people that are college basketball watchers. So it's a wide audience, and that poses a challenge as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, I mean, the opportunities, it's rare. It's rare these days to get families together. Everybody's in their own media. Everybody's binge watching. Folks are, and we're thankful for it, listening to radio and listening to podcasts, etc. There's so much media, and we're all divided. There are few things that bring families together anymore from a media point of view, but those things are incredibly valuable to advertisers, and March Madness is one of them. You're right. You've got you've not only got young, medium and old in the audience, but often you've got them together, whether digitally or physically. Yep. There's a lot of engagement on the other side, connecting these different psychographics and demographics, different parts of families, and that's an incredibly valuable thing for some advertisers. And so I look at this list, and Adidas has that sort of a broad target audience. Apple, these devices are communications devices. At their core, they bring families together. They're memory devices. They're memory creation devices. As I go through this list, I see a list of advertisers that want that mass and they want that family.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And it's going to be a fun, fast-paced 3 weeks, wrapping up with Mark DiMassimo from Digo. And it's going to be fun to see who maybe the breakout stars or the breakout companies are. And a tremendous amount of data will be collected as well, as you know, Mark, and as you guys do. That data will hopefully be used. The companies will use it for future opportunities as well.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to coming back and we can compare notes, and I'll tell you what we learned.
Well, I love that. I love dissecting the data. And Mark, if people want to find out more about what you guys are doing or will be doing during March Madness, where should they go?
Well, the first place to go is digobrands.com, digobrands.com. And I'm Mark DiMassimo, Mark DiMassimo. You can just search Digo in Google and find all my LinkedIns and other social media. Happy to hear from you.
Great. Thanks for coming on, Mark. Busy time of the year for you and a fun time as well. And can't wait to see what you guys, your findings are. Thanks for coming on.
Rick, love your show. Thanks so much.